T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We got a report yesterday from Dallas County. No new deaths reported for the first time in more than 2 weeks. From what you've seen with the recent local trends, are you encouraged that we are making progress here?
Yeah, I would say so. The progress is, there's some contribution. As you know, I was saying that summer would bring on more humid air. And you can see it on our models, very distinct amount of dryness in the winter and very moist in the summer indoors. So we have that going for us, and certainly social distancing and perhaps the masks are working. So all good news.
The numbers we get in the period following Memorial Day, because we did see in different parts of the country where people just really got out. Some of them were congregating in a way that was questionable. Do you think we'll learn a lot from the information that follows Memorial Day?
Yeah, it takes, you know, with this COVID, it has a long incubation period. 5 to 7 days, which is long. Flu is, you know, 2 to 3 at most. And so it's hard to see it on the first generation. That would be 5 to 7 days later when symptoms set in. It's easier in the second and third generation as it expands to see that something that we did, like New Orleans having Mardi Gras instead of canceling it, you know, that was not a good idea. So we may learn from this, but it's going to take us a few weeks.
There was a study that came out late last week that said Texas was the worst state in the nation for preventing the spread of COVID-19. How much can we read into something like that, or how much stock do you put into a report like that?
Well, you know, I don't believe if I read that same report, I don't believe they were definitive as to why. They were just, you know, it was just declarative. So it's, you know, we are a big state. We're 10% of the nation in both population and economics. So it's hard to really see that there's much of a difference. And when you look at Europe and or the EU, you look at Germany and the U.S., you know, you'll see proportionally similar behavior in the way the virus spreads, and that would be on a per capita basis. So it's really hard to distinguish, except for Sweden, which is a very unusual situation.
Is it highly recommended, in your opinion, that we continue to listen to the advice from the authorities, keep wearing the masks, keep social distancing until further notice, and hopefully keep these numbers going in the right direction?
Of course. I mean, they're conservative, and, you know, their estimates are high, which is a conservative behavior. And so, absolutely. I mean, I have not seen any benefit to masks. They've been studied, but they don't help well people stay well. They help sick people not spread. So, but, you know, I wear a mask. It didn't make much sense. It took me a while to get used to it intellectually, but I think that it's errs on the side of caution.
We have heard warnings for a while now about the potential for a second wave of COVID-19 locally, Texas, the United States. If we were to see something like that, would it be more immediate or would it take a few months to see something like that?
Yeah, I think unfortunately we're going to see the seasonality of COVID in a negative way. I mean, it's going to spread in the fall and winter. And I don't think or can't see a reprieve from that except, you know, the wonderful possibility of a vaccine that's you know, that's efficacious. So there will be a second wave, I predict.
So will it be something that is similar to the flu we deal with every year where we're advised to get a vaccine to protect ourselves, but this is not going to go away?
Yeah, they're not going to have anything, I don't think, before December. At least they're talking very conservative about, you know, the best case. And it would still be a science miracle so far as the looking at it historically in vaccine development. So I think that the flu is very interesting as to what's going to happen with it because, you know, it sets in about fall in the Northeast and really develops into winter down here in Texas, coming to about peaking at January 1, maybe January 15th. And with all the things that we're doing for COVID, which are much more significant than we've ever done for flu, except for 1918 and 1919, I think that that's going to make a very big difference and lower the rate of spread of flu itself. And we saw that when we started doing shelter in place and the flu just went down, I think it was in March, it just went down 99% within a week or two of doing that.
Is there any way to tell if we should get a second wave of COVID-19 at some point, if it will be similar to what we've seen already? Will it be lesser? Will it be worse? Can you tell at this point?
I can take an educated guess. And this visited us in the end of what would be the seasonal flu or flu season. So so we didn't get the worst of it. Wuhan came right in the peak of flu season. Unfortunately, we're going to be going through this from the beginning of flu season. So the seasonality is going to be that much more significant. And unfortunately, we're going to bear the brunt of that. The only variable in this is how well we do with social distancing, with staying away from crowds, and all the things that we're recommended to do right now.
So that being said, is the continued social distancing the one thing we can really do to protect ourselves for a considerable amount of time?
Absolutely. The to deflate the expectations, though, it's fair to say that in the winter, in the dry indoor atmosphere, if it's untreated, there's no humidification. Absent, you know, humidification, it's going to spread beyond 6 feet. So you really don't want to be in these kinds of places like offices and crowds where you don't know the people and they're not being careful. Certainly retail.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.